On Monday, we'll find out the date of the first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Many political observers think it will be held on February 11th, a week and a day after the Iowa caucuses, as is the tradition. But in New Hampshire, it's not official until Secretary of State Bill Gardner says it is. Lauren Chooljian and Jack Rodolico are the hosts of Stranglehold, a podcast about the New Hampshire primary. And they'll explain why picking that date is so important to New Hampshire.
We're not expecting any drama around the announcement this year.
But 20 years ago, New Hampshire and Iowa got into a big fight.
Holy buckets. It was it was interesting.
This is Rob Tully, then head of the Iowa Democrats.
And it sounds weird, right? Iowa and New Hampshire, the two firsts in our political election calendar, what would they have to fight about?
In its most basic form, it was a scheduling conflict. Iowa picked a day for its caucus.
And New Hampshire wouldn't let them have it.
Basically, it came down to this. I'm just going to cut to the chase. This is we're New Hampshire, and damn it, you shouldn't move.
Okay, so it was a bit more nuanced than that.
Basically, what it came down to was a New Hampshire state law, the thing that requires Secretary of State Bill Gardner to make sure the New Hampshire primary stays first.
That law has helped Gardner build a reputation as guardian of the New Hampshire primary.
He's been in office for more than four decades, and during that time, other states would get jealous and try to move up their primaries, or the national political parties would consider rearranging the election calendar. But each time, Gardner came out of those battles looking like a hero.
We understand the concerns in other states. You might think that it's not fair that one state goes first all these times. Well, it's maybe not fair that A is the first letter of the alphabet, or Sunday's the first day of the week, or January's the first month.
In 1999, Gardner heard that Delaware wanted to move up their primary.
Delaware figured, hey, we're a small state. We can do retail politics. We should be an early state.
But Gardner couldn't let that happen. So he announced a primary date a week earlier than the political world was expecting.
It also totally conflicted with Iowa's plans. To keep that traditional 8 days in between the caucuses and the primary, Iowa would be forced to move their date right smack in the middle of an annual pork convention.
Here's Tully again, the Iowa Democrat.
People come from all over the world to this convention here in Iowa. This isn't like, you know, hey, we're having a stand and we're going to have some barbecue, you know, pork ribs out at the fairgrounds. I mean, this thing is huge.
But Gardner wasn't budging, and Iowa wasn't either.
Campaigns and reporters weren't sure when and where to book hotels.
So Iowa party leaders flew to New Hampshire to negotiate in person. And the meeting was apparently so tense that the Iowa Secretary of State had to be physically restrained from starting a fistfight.
But New Hampshire's Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, wouldn't budge. And in the end, Iowa was forced to move their caucus.
Steve Dupree was head of the New Hampshire GOP.
There was a lot of pressure on Bill, and he really didn't even blink. Some will say he's a curmudgeon, he's inflexible, but he was doing what he thought was right to defend the supremacy of the primary.
These are the kinds of stories that have built the legend of New Hampshire as this small but powerful state that's gripping tightly to its privileged spot.
While no one has tried to muscle in on New Hampshire this year, the threats these days are more existential, and sometimes it's candidates picking the fight.
Like former Housing Secretary Julian Castro. Here he is on MSNBC last week.
Demographically, it's not reflective of the United States as a whole, certainly not reflective of the Democratic Party, and I believe that other states should have their chance.
2020 marks the first time candidates are openly criticizing the lack of diversity in New Hampshire and Iowa.
And then there's the Democratic National Committee's thresholds for making it to the debate stage.
Breaking news right now, another shakeup in the 2020 Democratic race.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio pulled the plug on his White House bid today.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton has just dropped out after struggling to gain traction and unable to meet the criteria to get on the debate stage next month.
So some people in New Hampshire worry that this process is becoming more nationalized, taking away some of the first primary state's power to impact how this country picks presidents.
Now, it remains to be seen if the 2024 election could be a year of historic change in the election calendar, but we do know that New Hampshire would likely fight back. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Chooljian.
And I'm Jack Rodolico in Concord.
They're the co-hosts of the podcast Stranglehold from New Hampshire Public Radio.